what she means when she says, "I love you," by Leah Maniocco. She's cutting 90 on the 210 edge, so dizzyingly close to the suspended cliff, you wonder if she's forgotten. You're terrified of heights. How nauseous you've gotten on every roller coaster she's urged you on, muttering, "I love you," right before a drop. But you can't resist the relief of a nice rounded number. 90 on the 210 produces such a perfect sum with your perfect 10, and you muse about this perfect 300. Like if she's decided to take her pill today, or if you didn't ditch that class today, or if addition didn't exist, dooming all obtuse quantities to abstract seclusion, and if the wavering needle on the dash didn't tell you, would you ever be aware of how well the speed complemented the way we were going? Wait. You blink at her. Hard when the top's down at 90, at least recognizing a question, always tinged with a tone of accuse. Way? Way her red hair shines when you blink back tears and howl on the verge of confess. It seems to be woven with yearning. Love spurns silence, speaking of veiled grins on the other side, flowing away from you. And you think about how we dissipates with forlorn distance, even when she's standing 2 feet away. Were they ever really true? When she said, "I'm crazy about you," sprawled against hours spent, spread-eagled, coming carelessly on drafts of papers due the next day. When she said, "I could die tonight," happy spent on moon-soaked sheets, so soon twisted around your neck. Your ears are ringing two-tone moanings, but you wonder where you're really going. What? She groans. You gulp. Are you ever going to say anything? Question. Accusation. Threat? You choke back a response or two and swallow the third for a knowing grin, all too familiar, to flit across her face. Divert your gaze to the dash to see the needle push past 90. A screech. From your mouth? As cars careen and swerve when she shutter smokes, then merges into an imperfect number, eyes still lasered in on you through the hyper scream of whipping wind, the grin splits to sing, "I love you." Blunt, you think, with a dead thud, as three flanks of red-lit back bumpers scream to a halt in front of you, before you, above you, through you, and when she shoves a shriek from your steaming tires, still staring you in the eye, you finally mutter, and wonder if, "I love you too," was really what she means.